Volt Coffee Company in downtown Providence bustles with the sound of grinding beans and steaming milk. Customers squeeze onto couches and at tables with foamy lattes and tiny cups of espresso. Barista Justin Ennis grinds beans for a special cup of coffee.
This is going to be a pour-over of Kenyan coffee from Tandem Roasters up in Portland, Maine.
Pour-over is a process of brewing coffee similar to steeping tea. Ennis is part of a new breed of coffee aficionado. Like a sommelier, Ennis knows where his beans come from, the country, the region, sometimes down to the farm. This knowledge is a hallmark of the specialty coffee scene. Surrounded by his various instruments, Ennis looks more scientist than barista.
So we're using a pouring kettle, which is kind of like this gooseneck kettle that gives us a very consistent and predictable flow rate. There are many different devices.
It takes about 4 minutes to brew a single cup of this coffee, and it will set you back about $4, too. But people are willing to pay, and the popularity of specialty coffee is growing. Bolt is one of more than a handful of specialty coffee shops and retailers that have popped up around the city in the last few years.
You know, coffee is one of those things that people really connect to in a very powerful way.
Todd Mackey works for the international specialty coffee distributor, Olam, and has an office in downtown Providence.
Clearly by the variety and the range of folks offering at retail, people are connecting to it and supporting it.
He says the growth of specialty coffee is riding the coattails of a larger local food movement.
As ironic as it is when you think of coffee coming from so far, but you know, it really ties in when you talk about like local roasting and freshness and people wanting to know where their food is coming from.
According to the Specialty Coffee Association of America, the retail market was worth some $26 billion last year. Mackey says Providence is getting a slice of that pie. As the city searches for new industries to get the economy back on its feet, specialty coffee is one small but bright spot. He estimates more than 100 people are working in specialty coffee around the Providence area, whether at roasters or shops. But that's a relatively recent change.
We have three roasting machines.
At the Pawtucket Mill Space headquarters of New Harvest Coffee Roasters, owner Rick Kleinfeld stands amid knee-high piles of coffee-filled burlap sacks.
Right here, this is probably about 14,000 pounds of coffee. So this will last a couple weeks.
That's double the coffee Kleinfeld was going through just 5 years ago. Most of that goes to restaurants and bakeries, but recently he's opened a standalone coffee shop of his own in downtown Providence. He says there's another reason for the influx of shops around town. Compared to other investments, it's cheap.
The bar to entry is much lower than it would be in, say, a tech business. You know, you can start a coffee shop for, you know, depending on where you are, for less than $50,000.
At Bolt Coffee, barista Justin Ennis finishes the pour-over. The coffee is a light caramel color. He serves a cup of coffee to Todd Mackey of Olam and another customer at the bar.
Is this the Kenya?
Yeah. What should we be tasting?
I get like a very kind of sharp citric acidity, like more grapefruity.
I'm not an expert, but it does have a strong, unmistakable taste of coffee without that bitterness of your office pot. And while more than half a dozen places to get specialty coffee have popped up around Providence in the last 4 years, Mackey says he only expects the scene to grow.
Yeah, you're talking too about like what is more or less a recession-proof type of product. You know, it's like coffee and booze, man.
And as Providence angles its way out of the latest recession, one thing's for sure, we won't be lacking for a good cup of Joe. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.